Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning, Simen Shin Lamed Ches. This is on page 366. Tonight's Amud is Kuf Pei Dalid Amud Aleph. So we're going to do Shin Lamed Ches, Se'if Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hashma'as Kol B'Klei Shir Aser. To make noise with a musical instrument is going to be Aser. Aval, Lahakish Aladelis, Chiyotze B'Zek Sheinu Derech Shir, Mutter. But if you're just knocking on the door and you're not making any musical noise, that's going to be Mutter. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah B'Klei Shir. To make noise, not only with a musical instrument, even with your, if you're able to make a musical sound with your hand, it's going to be aser. For example, to rhythmically clap your hands together. And this is all part of the gzeira that shemi yisak and klishir, that if you make musical type sounds, you might come to fix a musical instrument. And that which we're going to say in Siv Dalad, that you're not allowed to clap your hands loudly to scare away birds from your field, which obviously is not musical in any way, it's just trying to make a noise, a startling noise for the birds. Over there it's also on account of a different gezeira, not that you're going to be misaking klishir, but that you might come to take a rock and throw it into the Rosh Hasharabim as another effort to chase away the birds. So we don't let you chase away the birds by clapping your hands, because you might chase them away by throwing something into Rosh Hasharabim. If you're trying to calm a baby and you're clapping in order to calm a baby down, better to do it, which is going to be mutter anyway when it comes to clapping. So he's describing some sort of system where water drips out of a kli with holes in it, and it drips onto metal kalim and makes a noise, makes music that way. So also, you're not allowed to do that. Does that have become kli shir? Because that's also considered kli shir. And if you're doing this for a chol in order to enable him to fall asleep, that's going to be mutter. If you have this same instrument that drips water, but you do it in a way that it like gushes water, makes a loud noise on the metal in order to wake somebody up as an alarm clock, that's mutter. Because it's not like kleshir at all. You're not doing it in a pleasant and rhythmic way. Because if it were pleasant and rhythmic, that's like the sound machines that people fall asleep to, you know, with the waving waves of the ocean and whatever, right? That doesn't help you wake up. That makes it you fall asleep even easier. You're doing something just to make a loud, startling noise in order to wake somebody up. That's going to be mutter. And what we said, avalahakish, to knock on a door, when you're not doing it, derech shir is mutter. Ratzalomer afsha kavanasa lashmiya kol kadesh yiftuchalo mutter. Even though you're trying to make noise so that someone will hear you, so that they'll open the door, it's mutter. Vafilu makash b'kli, and even if you bang with a kli, kivan she'enu derech shir, because you're not doing it in a musical way at all. In the dirshu over here, he says that if you snap your fingers to wake somebody up, so he says it's mashma from the Magen Avraham that it's mutter, because that's also not derech shir. But he says according to the Tosefta Shabbos b'shitas Rashi, sounds like we should be machmir about snapping fingers even to wake somebody up. Now says the Rama, v'cheinim lo avin ma'isa shari. If you don't do any ma'isa in making the noise, that's going to be mutter. V'lochein elu shekorn lechavreim tzavtzvim bepiyam k'mot tzipor mutter lasos b'shabbos. You're allowed to whistle in order to call somebody on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Elush Karn Lechavreim, Aynu Afilu Manama Kol Kein Shir Shari, Dilogos Bezeich David Bepe. That since you're not doing a Maisa, it's just purely with your mouth, you're allowed to whistle, even if you're whistling a tune, even if you're whistling something that's more musical. And then in the Dirshu, he points out in the name of the Orach HaShulchan, that even if you're using your fingers, you put your fingers in your mouth in order to whistle, that's mutter also. That's not, also not called that you're doing it with your fingers. I don't know what the role of the fingers play. I don't know how to whistle, so I don't know what. but the fingers play some other role. It's not really what's making the noise, and therefore that's going to be mutter as well. Says the Rama Vayter, va'asu lahakos b'Shabbos al hadelos b'tabas hakavua b'delos. You're not allowed to use a door knocker on Shabbos, aval b'sheinu mechavin l'shir, even though you're not making a musical sound. Mikol makom hol v'akli miyuchad l'kach asu. But since this is a kli that's miyuchad for making noise, it's going to be asur. Mishum brura miyuchad kach ratzolomar shemiyuchad hashmiya kol. Meaning it's not miyuchad for music, it's miyuchad for making noise. So chashin shemiyachavin l'shir. So we're afraid that any kli that's specifically designated for making noise, you might try to make a musical noise. V'kol shkein hashmiya kol b'kli, and certainly to be mashmiya kol with a kli shekorin kamerton pshita da asur. That's for sure asur. What's a kamerton? So in the bottom he says mazleg. It's a tuning thing, you know. I don't know what the fork, right? So pshita da aser. So he says it's pashut that it's aser. The kli shiru v'gamu mechaving the shir, and its purpose is for shir, and that's exactly what you're doing with it. Ube barzel shal pesach ninol v'niftach bo near the mutar lahakish bo al adelus k'deish yishmu anshei abayis liftach lo. With the barzel that the door is gets locked with and opened with, I guess like a doorknob kind of thing, you're allowed to bang with it on the door in order that people will hear, meaning if the handle is loose enough, I guess, that you could bang it against the door, that's mutter. Shazar barzel miyuchad rak liftach sedelos olinol, because it's really just meant to close and open the door. It's not meant as a door knocker. So if you have something that maybe is a ring that, you know, that you pull to open the door, you could bang that ring against the door, even though it looks just like a door knocker, but a door knocker is meant for making noise. This isn't meant for making noise. So we said, when it comes to a door knocker, it's aser. So it says Mishbura Ainal Yirab Primgadim Dimizan Nishma Dua Dindosalimshok Bechutu Inbal Bishabis Kadeshish Muan Shabbais Vachatzra Yiftachulo. You're also not allowed to pull the string of a bell on Shabbos so that people will hear you and open the door. Shazakli Miyuchalashmiya Kol, because a bell is made to make noise. Vukavanasu Gamkin Laza, and that's what you intend to do with it. Vayim Beralacha. Ulinin Mutulftach Adelis Kshiodea Sheshbo Inbal Ain Lakamei. What about opening a door that you know that has a bell attached to it? So that we'll have to see about that later on. Says the Rama further now, v'lachain, also l'shamish l'hakus al adelis likro l'beis ha-kneses, al yidei ha-kli ha-miyuchad l'kach, el-amaka biyado al adelis, the shamish, the gabai, is not allowed to bang on the door in order to call people to come to shul using the special kli to do that. Rather, he should bang his hand on the door. Says the Mishmur, v'lachain, also l'shamish, kosev ha-taz, kan u-bi-yordeis in resh pe-beis. The Taz writes over here, and in yordeis in resh pe-beis, dimizem muchach tasel litos b'shabes osna parochos sheish bin pamonim la-shmiya kol kishaposchina aron. That parochos used to have bells on the paroches. So the Taz writes that you're not allowed to have such a paroches if you're going to want to open up the Aron on Shabbos. V'chein little sapamon malatzei chaim shel sefer Torah, kiven de ikra vidite lukala. Meaning we're saying that anything that's there specifically to make noise, you're not allowed to use. So if why do they think they hang the bells on the paroches? Why do they hang the bells on the atzei chaim? It's to make noise. It's a vidite lukala. However, the Rav Ozner writes in the tshuva, and it's quoted in the Dirshu here, that the pamunim, the bells that you find on the keser of a Sefer Torah nowadays, is not really to make noise. That's not what its function is. Its function is just for decorative purposes. So l'chora, there's no isra of hashmos kol, because that's what it's all tali on. Is it a kli that's made for noise? Anyway, that's the Taz. The Taz holds you can't have the bells on the paroches or the atzei chayim. V'ashach shom cholik alav mitam tokaim lan l'tzorach mitzvah shari. The shach is makil because he holds that l'tzorach mitzvah Torah. Why are we allowed to dance in Simchas Torah? Because it's L'Kavod HaTorah. So over here also, when you have the paroches with the bells, why did they put bells on the paroches? Because when you open it, it makes a noise, so whoever is looking the other way, is looking in a sefer or whatever, now knows Sefer Torah is going to be moved, and he's going to stand up. Not like what the Rama says about the shamash calling people to the shul, that's awesome. asr, dasam afshar binyan acher, because over there are other ways to do it. Vesu dosu apaseach ha-parocha sein mechavin lashmiya kol klal kiyim lita l'sefer Torah. Plus, the guy opening the parochas isn't even thinking about the noise. He's not trying to be mashmiya kol. He's just trying to get the Torah. Vayin b'shar afrayim shar yudziv gimel shadaita sham dil chalchila in lasos kein b'shabbos. The shar afrayim says we shouldn't use bells on the parochas on Shabbos. U'mumkom shenogu atem b'zakadas magen avram in lim chos b'yadam. But those places that are meka, like the magen avram, you cannot criticize them. Ad kan l'shono. V'chein l'nina mutul v'toach adels k'shodeh shish b'inbal. So it would be the same thing about opening a door when you know that there's a bell attached to the door. Tali gam kein b'svaris ataz magen avram anal. It's tali in that same machlokas. Til ataz asr, the taz will say that it's asr because it's there for noise. L'magen avram, l'hamagen avram, shari. But the magen avram would say it's mutter. Darik shumseach adels b'shabes ein mechavin l'ashmiya kol. Because even though it may be there for noise, that is not your intention. You're just trying to get the door open. The Gra holds like the Taz that it's also to give the inbal miyuchad lashmiya kol. It doesn't matter that that's not your intention. That's what it's there for, and you're making noise with it. And the Eli Rabba also says you cannot rely on the svara of einu mechavin l'zeh alone. By the parochas, you had an additional svara, and that it was for the sake of a mitzvah. So it's only when you have those two svaras that you can be mekel. So you should really remove the bell from the door on Erev Shabbos, or stuff the inside of the bell with cotton or something so it won't make noise. If let's say you were rushed to Erev Shabbos, you forgot to remove it. So given when you have no choice, you can rely on the Magen Avram that when it's in a mechavin, l'kach that it's mutter. Al yidei kli amiyuchad, v'yesh mekom shalokeach hashamish b'shabes kli acher lahakos b'shabes. There are some places where the Gabbai uses a different kli for Shabbos to bang. U'mashamaka hashamish v'yeseknes al shulchan u'mashmiya kol k'dei lashkadam l'chazor s'ashatz. That which they bang on the shulchan in order to quiet people down for chazor s'ashatz. It's comforting to know that that's something that always had to be done. Ein b'zeh iser. So that's not a violation of an iser. Afilu mumakabe is a dover. Even if you're banging with something, kiven sheinu makab b'kliya miyuchad is that, because you're not banging with a kli that's miyuchad for it. So to review what we learned tonight, we said that using anything that's made for musical to create a musical sound is going to be aser, and therefore even clapping in a rhythmic musical way is going to be aser. But to bang on a door just to make noise, when it's to bang on the door just to make noise, not derech shir, is going to be mutter. We said that even when clapping, you can clap kila achar yad. Like for example, if you're clapping to put a baby to sleep, and if you're clapping just to make a loud noise to wake somebody up, that you could do anyway. And then the Ramah said that if you don't do any maisa, it's going to be mutter, and that's why we said you're allowed to whistle. And then we said you're not allowed to use a door knocker on Shabbos because it's made to make noise, and that's the rule. Something that's miyuchad for noise is aser, and that led us to the machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz when it comes to the bells on a sefer Torah or on a parochas. On the one hand, it's made to make noise, and therefore the Taz says you're not allowed to use it. On the other hand, you're einu mechavin laza, and it's the tzorich mitzvah. So that's why maybe the shach holds that it's mutter, and Magen Avraham holds that it's mutter. It seems that the majority of achronim, however, side with the taz, at least as a lechachila type of issue. Okay, Beis Hashem, on Sunday we will continue with Si'ifim, Beis, and Gimel. Everyone have a wonderful evening and a good Shabbos.